to the John Limbaugh Show, live from La Costa Mexican Restaurant. Now welcome the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network's Blake Bagley.
Welcome in to the Coach's Cantina here at La Costa Mexican Restaurant. Blake Bagley alongside Jacob Bassett and Coach John Limbaugh, head coach of the Federal Wolves. Coach's Cantina trademark is not to be used without the express written consent of Mr. Dave McCurley. Because you know why, Coach? He came up with it.
That's right.
I said I like the it's a catchy name, great establishment to come out and hang out and eat some food. Glad to be here. He said he came up with it. So I told Jacob, I said, well, he's done trademark. So you can't use it without
asking
him.
He gets all credit. That's absolutely right.
Right, and he gets royalties, you know, every time it's used.
Absolutely.
Shaking his head no on that one.
He deserves it. Absolutely.
Hey, look, that was a fun game Friday night, Coach. And I'm going to tell you, I don't know why y'all did that to me because I was sweating up there. I knew we had it. But I thought we didn't there for a minute. Now, it was a fun game, and your team came out on top, 43-40, I believe it was. Tell me about that game. How did it feel on the sideline afterwards? What did you tell your team on that last drive?
Well, you know, our team is made up of kids that believe in them, what they're doing. They believe in themselves, what they're doing. And, you know, the things we put into practice, you know, two-minute offense, things like that, they were working it out on the field. And these guys I got beside me, you know, Cam and Britton, these are the ones that make things like this happen. We got offensive line that's pushing people forward. They're winning in the trenches. We got other guys, skill guys, that's doing a great job. So all of it comes together. And I know it was a great game for the fans and everything like that. It's about to drive coaches crazy. But it's all part of it. It was a great football game. And, you know, get that win at the in the last, I think it was 10 seconds left on the clock when the touchdown pass was thrown to Britton Cantrell. And by Presley Duke, and he caught that ball, and I think, you know, it was great stuff.
Yeah, as fun as the game was, you know, you mentioned Presley. He did go out for a little while. Thankfully, he came back in, and, you know, we were worried about him. You know, a great addition to the team. We'll ask Brenton and Cam their thoughts on him later on. But, you know, we saw a Nicobar field goal.
Yeah, y'all been wanting that for a while, and I know y'all two have been looking for that
I know it. We've been looking for that for a while. And I'm going to tell you, this is the most fun I had since our kicker caught a touchdown pass about 6 years ago.
I got you.
Hey, that was my memory on Facebook the other
day. Really?
Yeah, that game was.
That's a great memory right there.
So that was a fun game Friday night, or Thursday night, sorry. You know, Auburn played. So it was a good weekend all the way around for us Auburn fans.
Yeah, we got a Bama fan on here, too, with us. That we're going to give him a hard time later. But we got Brenton Cantrell with us here this evening. And, Brenton, we're glad to have you on. Caught the touchdown pass. I seen you bobble it. I know it was a little behind you, but you tucked it in and made the catch. I mean, how did you feel when you caught it besides the man and awesome? I mean, were you just relieved? I mean,
I can't lie. I was, like, really exhausted that whole drive. And when it was, like, 4th and 3 and I had to do the QB sneak, I was like, oh, this is going to be tight. So when I got the first down, I low-key didn't think I got the first down, but apparently I did. So we kept giving it to Cameron, and then we tried to do a little fake and run it up to the sideline with Presley, and that didn't work. So then it was 4th down again, and they called that. They called whatever they called, and I seen that safety cheat over. I said, all right, if I cut inside, he's got to hit me over the middle, and I'm going to score right here. And when I cut inside, I looked up, and I seen the ball behind me, and I was like, oh, no. So I just, like, kind of dove back, and I had to tip it up back up to myself. And then when I caught it, I was like, whew, thank goodness.
I mean, you were the hero of the game. And talk to us a little bit, you know, starting quarterback last couple years, you come in, and this year you still get to play quarterback, but you got a new guy that comes in and plays a good bit of the snaps. Being a senior, being a leader, you have to transition a little more to receiver. It just goes to show how much of a team leader you are and how selfless of an attitude that you have. But give us a little bit of insight into that during the offseason. I mean, what kind of adjustment was that for you?
I mean, like last year, I broke my ankle, so I had to come in, and I stayed in the weight room a lot. And I gained 15 pounds and got a lot stronger, and a lot of it's in muscle. So I just go, like, I'm a defensive player. I like defense, me personally. So wherever that Coach Moore wants me on defense, I move. Like, I moved a linebacker that last game to play to stop the run, and that's what I like to do. I like to hit. But then, like, on offense, I mean, Presley coming in is a really good thrower, really good quarterback, and he's fast. Did not know he could play like that until the Chillsburg game, I can't lie. Did not know like that, and I was like, wow, this opened it up for us. And then, sometimes I'll play receiver, sometimes I'll play running back. It's just whatever I do, give it 100% because you don't ever know when your last play is going to be. Kind of learned that the hard way last year.
Yeah, you did. That's what I was about to tell Coach. Y'all better be wrapped up in bubble wrap all week because this last year we started out 2-0 as well, and then y'all just started dropping like flies to freak injuries. I mean, it ain't even like Coach wasn't conditioning y'all. It just crazy stuff was happening, wasn't it, Coach?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, Britton broke his ankle by – he was on the ground after a drill that he won. He was doing a drill, and he was laying there fixing to get up, and another player got – off balance and fell back on top of him. It was nothing to do about the drill or anything like that. It was just a freak accident, you know. So we had some things like that going last year, but that was last year and this is this year, and our kids are headstrong right now and they're ready to go into this thing, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, Coach, if I know you well, when he told you his ankle was broke, you probably asked him why he wasn't drinking enough milk. Why is his ankle so weak?
I think I did. What did I say something to you?
No, I remember like plain as day I came and like I felt it pop and I was like, oh no, it's broke. And I was screaming and hollering, and they said it was like the worst scream they've ever heard. Coach Limbaugh looks at me, he's like, yep, it's going to be some serious taping right here. I said, this ain't going to be no taping. I said, get me to the hospital quick. He said, then he's like, on the way, he's like, boy, I told you you should have been drinking your orange juice. Like,
right. I know that's what he said.
We talked about hitting the weight room, you know, with your injury and all that. Well, I did a field walk at Childersburg like I do before every away game just to see what their field is like, you know. Because back in the day, we played at Winterboro. There was potholes everywhere, you know. So I like to see what the away field is like. Well, one thing I noticed, either Jennifer and Robin fed y'all really well or – well, y'all had some kind of new weightlifting program. So tell us about that. How did y'all get so beefed up from the last time I saw y'all during baseball season?
Well, when baseball ended, I kind of just, you know, it was, you know, you're going into your senior year, and, I mean, Coach got us on that Tinsley thing. I hit it. But before we hit workouts, one of my dad's buddies got a workout that Coach pretty high high school ball and played college baseball. So I started working out on that program for a little while and I bulked up a lot. And then I went from benching like, I was benching probably like 185 at the beginning of this, like January. And now I'm already up to like 240. And so, I mean, it just started, I just stayed in the weight room a lot. It's the senior year, it's my last year. And I had to get myself in the best shape of my life to be able to play.
Yeah, we had Poto. Josh Fedoris on with us at halftime Friday. He said he saw Carter Goins Friday night or Thursday night and didn't even recognize him.
Yeah.
He had beefed up so much.
Yeah, you know, that workout routine is something crazy. Something else crazy is how much this young man gets used and abused out on the football field. I mean, Coach Limbaugh, if it's 3rd and 10, 3rd and 1, 4th and 3, and he don't know what to do, we're just giving it off to Cam. Cam, I stopped keeping count. I think he had about 600 yards the other night, but stopped keeping count. But, I mean, how do you carry the load like you do every week?
I've been doing it since about my freshman year. Coach Lamont puts a lot of trust in me. I was just like toting the ball and sitting in the hole and going for it.
You know, there's a lot of y'all seniors on this year's class compared to the 2.5 you had last year. I'm just kidding. I don't know how many you had. I think it was 3, but a lot of seniors. Did you guys meet up and have a meeting before the year, talking about what y'all expected? Did y'all come together? I mean, tell us a little bit about that.
We definitely know what's expected this year. We've had a couple meetings at Big Daddy's, you know, famous gas station.
Yep, the only.
We get together and we eat breakfast. We talk about what we want to do and how we want the season to go.
Well, we talked with Brenton about this, but I'm going to ask you because you're a senior as well. When Presley came in, you know, we talked with him last week, and he said it was a major adjustment for him, not only coming from 5A ball to 1A, but he's the new kid on the block. Mm-hmm. You know, you as a senior leader on this team, you know, you're the guy or one of the guys alongside Brenton. What was your thoughts when Presley first stepped in?
I mean, I love Presley. He's a great addition to our team. He can definitely show out. I mean, I did not know he could play like that till Chillsburg game, like Britton said. Cedar Bluff game, we didn't get to really see him too much, but Chilwell game definitely showed us what he got.
Yeah, I mean, he went crazy, man. I didn't. I was like, who's this guy in there playing quarterback? I was like, number seven, I ain't heard of him. And I got talking, and Coach said, you know, he moved the fella from Shelby County. I was like, okay. And then, like y'all said, he just started acting crazy out there on the field making some runs. Yeah, wow.
I was texting Brittany that night. Hey, who's this Presley dude? I don't know this guy. Oh, he moved here. I was like,
but Coach, you know, I think you was kind of shooting yourself in the foot there with Kentruck quarterback some, because I didn't know the Joker could play some receivers so well.
Well, I think Britton one of the best receivers in the region. He can go to college and play this at the next level, because if there's a ball there, he high-pointed the ball today in practice that Carter Goins to him, and it was just a perfect throw, and he goes up and high-points the ball over one of our defenders that was really fighting for it. He comes down with it, but Britton can do that very well. And Cam told me a couple years ago, he said, Coach, if you want to win, let Cam spin. So we I go with that a lot. We give him the ball, and if I'm confused about something, I just say, okay, sweep the cam left or sweep the cam right or something like that, and it usually works out for us. But really, these are two kids are the crux of our team. They do what's asked. I don't have to ask these guys twice. They do what's asked. They're great young men. They're going to make great dads one day, great husbands one day. But right now, they're great football players. I'm just so glad to be their coach and honored to be their coach, and it's gonna be fun to watch what happens this Friday with them.
And Cam, we appreciate having you on too, brother, as well as Brenton. But Coach, the shift from offensive play to special teams, I think that was a very strong aspect of the win the other night, because I kept up with the plays and with the yardage and the stats most of the first half. They outgained us. They should have been beating us by four scores compared to what they were outgaining us. But we won the field position battle.
Right.
And they did not. Our defense played great. We had a couple of turnovers. And we played field position well. I don't know if I've seen it other than the Childersburg game. I mean, our punters, the punters did great on both sides, but we continually pinned them deep. Our average starting field position was like the 45, and theirs was like the 19 or 18. Right. Tell us a little bit about that. What emphasis do y'all put on special teams?
Well, like today we worked on it. You know, mid-practice day we broke out from our defensive time. We just started working on our special teams, and we're really working hard on it. And punting, we're doing really well that this year, and young man back there is doing a great job, and you know, last week the punting was really good, and the kicking is going well, you know, and we let Nick try a lot of different kicks from, you know, different positions on the field, and he's getting better and better. So you got to work at it, though. If it's special teams, offense, defense, it doesn't matter. You got to put the work in. If you don't put the work in, you're going to have a bad result. So our kids are working hard. They do it right. And one thing I haven't been pleased with is kickoff coverage. We've been letting too many people, you know, get by on that. So we've been putting a lot of emphasis on kickoff coverage this week. So hopefully you won't see any letdowns there this week.
Well, yeah, speaking of this week, pregame kicks off from Wadley at 6:30. Excuse me, not kickoff. It's pregame. There ain't going to be no kicking going on. But the pregame starts at 6:30, followed by live game action at 7 on the Fayetteville Sports Network, presented by Coos Pines Federal Credit Union. But this is the coach's cantina, and we get some more thoughts from Coach Limbaugh about last week's performance and this coming up week. And this is Coach's Cantina from La Costa.
I'm Chris Kane, and for our family here at Toyota of Sylacauga, it's about more than cars. It's about people. You'll find my wife, my kids, even my dog here some days, because this is where we've built something special. When you buy from us, you're not just getting a vehicle, you're becoming part of the family. Toyota of Sylacauga, worth the drive, and we'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
If you're tired of wandering around a big box store, get to Van Zandt Hardware on Highway 280 in Sylacauga. These folks know their stuff, and they know where it is. Need rafters? In stock. Looking for solid 28-foot lumber? They've got it, and it's not damaged. For over 50 years, they've been helping home builders, farmers, and everyday folks get the job done right. Van Zandt Hardware is a proud supporter of Sylacauga, B.B. Comer, Childersburg, and Fayetteville Athletics.
Gear up for a flavor victory at Wharf Casual Seafood. Whether you're craving seafood classics like shrimp or crab claws, or wanting to tackle a juicy burger or crisp salad, we've got your winning play. Dine in with us or grab a meal to go and find out why every bite is a win at Wharf Casual Seafood. Check out our menu at wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
Welcome back. You're listening to the John Limbaugh Show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network. Driven by Toyota of Sylacauga. Worth the drive and they'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
Welcome back to La Costa. This is the Coach's Cantina, and this is also the Coach John Limbaugh Show. And everybody needs to come on down to La Costa. I believe they're open late on Wednesdays till 9 or 10 o'clock, I believe it is, 9 o'clock. And well, I got here a little early today, and I ate. And then after I got done eating, I started sitting around again and realized I got hungry. So I ate again. So I ate two times this evening, and it's always a fun time here at La Costa. It's always a fun time watching the Wolves, too, as they travel. They make the long ride on a yellow cheese wagon to Wadley. First major road trip of the year. Pre-game starts at 6:30. Friday night, followed by live game action at 7. And, Coach, last time you played these guys, you had them at home, and they brought in a dude. I mean, he was huge, the guy they brought in, but we kept him at bay most of the game. You know, ended up winning the state championship, but I don't know what his name is. I've done forgot, but kept him at bay most of the game. But we put so much focus on him, the other guys was able to break free. Yeah. So, I mean, what's the game plan without giving away too much coming in this week against Wadley?
Well, you know, the thing is, we got to remember who we are. You know, I had somebody call me then and ask, what do you think about, you know, being number 12 in the state or whatever like that. And I said, well, it's kind of like Nick Saban said, it's rat poison. You know, that stuff doesn't matter at all, you know, rankings or whatever. We got to remember who we are. And Blake, we got to take it one game at a time. And we're going to take this as an opportunity. I told the team, you know, we're not even talking about Wally this week. We've changed our name to Opportunity. We're playing Opportunity Friday. Because it's not everybody gets to play the defending state champion. And it's an opportunity for us. Going in, the ball is oblong. It bounces in funny directions. Anything can happen. With guys like these two sitting beside me, I'm very excited to go play the ball game, see what happens. So we're just going to, you know, take it one down at a time. And one series at a time, we're going to see what happens.
Well, Coach, you know, last year in the first half, we were winning the game. We were up by a score, I believe, well into the second quarter, and that's when you freak injuries start happening. I don't even want to talk about it. Just I don't want to get that voodoo on us again. But I mean, we were playing them close. The game plan was good, and I mean, I think we need to go in with a similar attack against those guys. We were doing well, especially in the passing game. They had size. Mm-hmm. We had them beat on speed, and so hope to see some more of that Friday. But you're right. I mean, they have the target on their back. You're the hunter.
That's right.
They're the hunted, and so as a team going in as the underdog, you have that on your side.
Absolutely. Well, you know, last week, you know, Cam rushes for 160 yards, has a couple of TDs, and Britton has three touchdowns. A couple of those were receiving and one rushing. And when you got guys like this, and anything can happen, you know, Preston Duke scores a touchdown. Anything can happen when you got guys can play the game. And we got some special guys. You know, Carter Goins doing special things, making tackles, catching footballs. I mean, it's fun to watch these kids play. So we've got as much chance as anybody of beating these guys. But what we got to do is remain within ourselves. We can't think about Winterboro or think about down the road Raglan, whoever. We got to think about the opportunity that's at hand and concentrate on what our job is on each and every play. And you asked me a while ago, well, we got to win the turnover battle again like we did last week against Bensley. We won the turnover battle. And we got to win the turnover battle this week. We cannot, you know, we've got to take care of the football. We got to take care of the football, run clock, and, hey, we're going to see what happens in the fourth quarter.
Well, outside of these two, you know, I talked to you after the game. Who was your picks for player of the game? We mutually agreed on these two right here. But outside of these two, who else should we look forward to watching Friday night?
Well, I think you got to look at our offensive line. You know, those guys don't get the notoriety that they should. They're working their butts off. They're working hard, and I want to lift up all five of those guys, seven of them really. I could lift up 10, but you know the second string too. But these guys are working hard. They're making a way for these guys to run, you know. And we need to have a voice for them tonight. And I really appreciate our offensive line and what they're putting into it. But, you know, coaches are working so hard. I'm so thankful for every one of my coaches. It's fun to get in the room with them. We start drawing things up and talking about things. They're a fun group to be with. But talking about game planning, they do it right. And we've got a great plan. And we're just going to see what happens, brother.
Well, Coach, and you said it best, defending state champs. They ain't the current state champs. That's last year. This year's a new year.
That's a new year and opportunity awaits.
That's right. And it's Jaquez Wilkes, number six. Yeah. Credit Tony White for giving me his name. That's the guy that the defensive line had to work cut out for him. But last year we kept him at bay, you know, like I talked about. So, I mean, I think we've got a good opportunity to go in and get the win. And, Coach, last time we were on the road, you had a controversial call there before the half to go for the 6 points instead of the three. And I don't know who all giving you crap about that, but I supported the decision. I even said it on air, Jacob. I said, you know, I understand not taking the three right there.
Well, I appreciate it. We know it's just the game decisions, you know, that come up all the time. And as a head coach, you try to do what's the best thing in for your team, the best thing that you think is going to get you the W. And that's what's very important. Everybody's got a talent at something. I know you're getting sick. We saw a guy riding by on a bicycle in front of the restaurant here, popping a wheelie, riding it for about 40 yards. Everybody's got a talent. Everybody's good at something.
You know? Only live once, man. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Well, before we go into picks, Cam, you're the one with the headset on right now. What are some things about Wiley outside of Jaquez Wilkes? We got to get the fact that he is the SEC caliber player. Outside of that, what are some things on film that kind of stuck out to y'all?
Wiley's a great team. They got a bunch of speed, and they have a great line. They're very tough. It's gonna be a long game and hard game. We're gonna have to play hard, play all the way to the win.
Coach, you know, talking about both sides of the ball and what's important. So far, through two games, defense has struggled a little bit. What's some corrections y'all made this week to try to get that back on track?
Well, you know, Coach Moore's doing a fantastic job. And the defensive coaches on their side of the ball, they look at every aspect of it. Should we be in this gap? Should we be lined up at this technique? So they're looking at all that. But we were in the right positions last week, and we just got to go make the plays. We got to trust ourselves, got to trust our coaches enough to just go make that play. And that's what it really boils down to. But I'm proud of our defense. You look at it, you know, think about this. You know, we won the game 43-40. How many two-point conversions did they stop? See, it's
right.
And how many turnovers did they get on?
That's right.
You know, you got Eli Burns making two picks. That's awesome. He looked fantastic. You know, Eli's doing a great job. And Carter Goins making eight tackles and from free safety position. So you got people, you know.
Bend but not break.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of times we got backed up, put in a bad spot. We made the plays that needed to be made.
But let's give credit to those teams' offenses.
Yes.
Let's give credit to Chillsburg. They didn't give up. They kept coming back. Let's give credit to Billingsley. These are two, you know, teams that are very capable. We're happy to come out with a win, you know.
Absolutely, absolutely. But, you know, hey, like you told me when I was in health class when you used to never give me 100, there's always room for improvement. I'd have every answer right and you'd only give me a 99.
And
gave me a behavioral grade. What in the world is that in 10th grade? But speaking of making plays, we hope everybody can make plays. Pre-game starts at 6:30 Friday night from Wadley, followed by live game coverage at 7. And, Jacob, we got some picks to make.
Now, those tickets, let me tell you this about the tickets. They're $10 a piece at the gate. They don't sell on GoFan or anything like that. They said they can't get good internet at the gate. So it will be on GoFan, and you'll pay for it at the gate. And $5 for parking. And so I say that because we're going to have a lot of people going to the game. We travel. Our fans are great supporters, so I'll just throw that in there.
Yeah, do they offer, like, 1 mile down the road parking for no cost?
I think they might let a radio station in, brother.
Well, I'm just telling you, that's ridiculous. $5
to park. I already know where to park and all that. Me and Tony's already
Yeah.
You do realize we charge the same thing.
Yeah, and you know what? Hey. I would get paid to come to the games. I'd be parking at the baseball field, or I'd be parking at Dollar General. I ain't about to pay that.
You're just old school. That's right. You're old school.
Yeah, you know, and the Go Fam, man, miss me with that trash, as you would say, Coach. Miss me with that.
Yeah, I was just talking to Coach Fawcett before we came on about parking 3 miles down the road at Athens last year just so I didn't have to pay to park at Georgia.
I'd do it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, how about some picks now? First game. It's a trophy game, so a lot of rivalry games this week. The battle for the Cy-Hawk trophy, Iowa versus Iowa State, is in Ames. I'm going to say Iowa State.
Give me Iowa State.
Iowa State.
Iowa State.
We got some good games this week. Not a lot of ranked ones, but like a lot of good matchups.
One that I'm excited about, it is an unranked versus a ranked matchup, Oregon versus Oklahoma State.
Mm.
It's in Eugene, so give me Oregon. Home field advantage in that one.
Oregon.
I'm going to Oregon all the way.
Yep.
Oregon.
Yep.
Oregon. Oh, we'll go Oregon.
First conference game of the season for the any SEC schools. Ole Miss travels to Lexington to take on the Wildcats.
Ole Miss.
Give me Ole Miss. But, yeah, Lexington is a tough place to play
Ole Miss.
Sometimes.
Easy pick. Ole Miss.
Ole Miss.
Yeah, Ole Miss got that one.
Across the board.
Oh, yeah, Lane Kiffin going to have them. Yep.
Oh, Ole Miss. You might as well skip to 6:30, Jacob.
All right, well, before we get to the game of the week, two more picks. One that looks good to me, Arizona State, Mississippi State. The game's in Stark Vegas, but give me Arizona State on the road.
Kenny Dillingham got it.
You know, but I'm just going to pull for the one I want to win. I'm going to Mississippi State on that.
Man, Jacob, I don't know what's up with your phone on these scores, man, but what about Virginia Tech and Vanderbilt, man?
I was going to say that one. I forgot about that one.
Yeah, Virginia Tech and Vanderbilt, man. Give me Diego Pavia, man.
Yeah, same here.
We at the coach's cantina. We eating some Mexican food, and I don't know. He sounds Hispanic. Pavia? I mean, I say, let's go. We're going Vanderbilt for it, man.
Well, you know, Vanderbilt's come a long way. It's going to be a tough game, but where is it going to be played?
Virginia Tech, Blacksburg.
I got to go with Virginia Tech. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Anderson, man. Is it a night game?
I go with Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt's each choice. Diego Pavia is kind of a dog at quarterback. They run that RPO. Vandy's definitely got that one in the bag.
Yeah, I had to say I agree with it. Jacob, hit us with the next one. I already know which one you're going to get now.
It's in the Big House. No, it's in Oklahoma. Sorry, I don't know why I thought Michigan was the home team. But either way you look at it, Oklahoma's still a good football team, even though our Auburn Tigers did get Jackson Arnold. Give me the Sooners at home.
Oklahoma's been my dark horse to win the SEC since before the season started. John Mateer, Heisman Trophy candidate, Oklahoma winning the SEC. Give me Oklahoma by 2.5 touchdowns. 17. They're going to win it by 17.
Really?
Yeah. Oklahoma's where it's at, man.
I'll say Oklahoma by 3.
Okay. All right, fair.
You got Oklahoma. I don't know if y'all seen, but Justice Haynes is built by Bama, and he had 180 rushing yards last week. He's definitely coming with a chip on his shoulder, and Bryce Underwood can spin it. I'm going Michigan.
Hey, look, built by Bama, he had to leave because good players ain't allowed there anymore. Oh, yeah, the next pick's ULM versus Alabama. Hey, y'all old-timers out there listening, y'all remember it. 18 years ago.
Somebody did say Alabama was going to beat Louisiana Monroe.
Why did you look at me when you said the word old-timers?
Well, right, Coach, you're the oldest one. No, David's older. David's older.
Thank you.
Hey, look, them old-timers.
Counts, dude.
18 years ago, I was just but a wee lad in the first grade. We got any more picks, Jake? Or does that sum up the picks?
That sums it up.
All right, ULM Monroe by 3. Anyway, this is the Coach's Cantina at La Costa. Pre-game coverage for the Wolves at the Wadley Bulldogs starts at 6:30 Friday, followed by live game coverage at 7. This has been the John Limbaugh Show.